So it's my great pleasure to be here today to actually just give you some tips and tools around practical things that parents can do. So before, I want to say that the challenge for parents was juggling work and home. And now your challenge is actually juggling work, home, and school. And that is a huge, big thing. And so what I'm finding is that often parents have need to take a step back, and they need to observe what's happening in themselves, what's happening in their children, and what's happening in their environment. Because parents, I think for us, the most important thing, you know, it's wise for you to remember that you are actually a container. And so sometimes you come across as the Oros container. You are overwhelmed, yes? Sometimes you are desperately seeking to be a darling. However, you are actually turning into Dracula. And sometimes you may feel like at this time that really, you know, you've been spun into orbit. So we are all containers, and we need to be containers at this time for our children. But in order to be that, we need to understand, what our lid is, what keeps us safe, what keeps our children safe. And so we need to lift, to investigate, and to decide what it is that, what story do we want to tell at the end of this virus? So I'm going to ask you to think about that. What is the story you want to tell one day to your grandchildren, perhaps to your great-grandchildren, about this time? Because you're going to have BC before Corona, and you're going to have DC during Corona, and we're going to have AC hopefully after Corona. So I'm going to ask you to think about, to look inside and decide, to decide, design, and to do your family thing in a way that sets you and your children up for success. And so one of the things I've learned as a teacher and as a mum particularly is that it's wise to understand that we hold our children in the palms of our hands. And the palms for me, you know, it's about recognizing that our parents, that as a child, I need to understand that my parents, the P, always love me. And as long as that's the foundation, parents, you're doing a great job. Because I know that right now some of you are feeling, oh my word, I'm juggling too many things. There's no balance. You know, at school we teach our children the B and the D. So if you're in front of your screen, you don't have to put your camera on, but if you actually had to hold your hands like this, a successful habit that we teach at school is when children forget or can't remember the B and the D, we tell them to make their bed. And this is the B, the down, up and around, and this is the D. So I put it here so hopefully you can see that, the B and the D. And I love using this bed as a way to wire and to perhaps sometimes to unlearn what I've learned before, so that I can go forward in a better way. Because how I begin my day and how I end my day as a parent is really, really important. So I want you to investigate, you know, lift up this lid, you know, this container, lift it up, look at it. How are you starting your day? How are you beginning your day? Because if you are not planned, prepared, and ready to execute an amazing day with a vision, a long-term vision. You see, this is my long-term vision, and this is my short-term vision for every day. It may even be for the morning, the afternoon, and the evening. My long-term vision as a parent is, what do I want to see in my children? Am I looking at this virus time in a way that, oh my gosh, there are only, you know, drawbacks, there are no benefits? Because whatever you do there, if you only look at the drawbacks and you're sitting and criticizing and blaming, justifying this mess, and instead of boosting and blessing and finding a blessing in this time, your balance is going to be out of kilter. So someone has got their I can hear a whole lot of feedback. I don't know, not sure if you can, but we need to mute someone. So here we have this bed, and in the middle is your eh. And I'm going to ask you to think about that eh and about the emotions around this time. So the balance is important. It's wise to think about the burn the dirt. Am I going to have a big dream? Do I think of this as a big dream, that I'm part of a dream, of a plan? Or am I thinking of this as a time of, oh my word, this is a bad dream. There's nothing good that can come out of this. Parents, what we need to realize is your abaca, like we teach ABC at school, your attitude, your belief, your behaviors, and your choice to commit to something magnificent is really important. So, yeah, if you get nothing out of today, I'm going to ask you to go back and just think about in your quiet time, maybe next week when when some certain stores are open and you've got time to put up your feet, and have a glass of whatever you choose, and think about your attitude, your behavior, your beliefs, and your commitment and choices that you're making. Because some of you will send your kids to school, and some of you will choose not to. And whatever you choose, I'm going to say have courage with that, and decide that you want to find a balance for yourself. So this ruler is my balance, because the ruler reminds me that I must recognize this time of challenge. I must recognize where my challenges are. If there's a mess somewhere, can I say, well, that is my message. If there's a mess in the morning, or a mess with the program as to what my children are going to do first, second, third, fourth. If there's a mess while I'm sitting on my Teams call or the Zoom call, what is it that I can do to shift that and get more success in that area? So when we recognize the challenges, we name them, so we can understand them, we can label them, and then we can express them in healthy ways. And then we can, again, the last R for me is, can I remember that in our home it's wise that children do well with boundaries and with discipline? And I'm going to ask you, what are your boundaries and what's your discipline? And it could look something like this, the invitation. For me, it's like what's important now? It's what invitation now? What input now? I'm going to ask you, in our home, so if you had to finish that sentence, and you were not on mute, but you are, so sorry for you. If you could say, tonight, if you could reflect on, in our home, and finish the sentence for me, and or write a few sentences. So in our home, we make time to read. In our home, we make time to have dinner together. In our home, we choose not to talk about chores, but to talk about contributions, so that mommy and daddy aren't doing everything, that actually we're going to write down all the chores, and we're going to talk to our children about these are our contributions to our family. So Renee, your contribution, well, would you like to feed the dog this week, or would you like to take out the trash? So, it's really parents about us. Yeah. So I'm going to do this. It's really parents about, like, if you go to a 3D movie, you put on your 3D glasses. Yes. Because then you get to see the movie in its fullest form. If I go in with my regular glasses, I'm going to miss stuff. And I'm going to say to you now that as parents, the delight in this time is putting on your 3D glasses, yes, and deciding, designing, and doing something different.